Power Hour Nation, wherever or whenever you are connecting with us. So glad to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. And anytime you want to, we got a little time for news, or anytime we're guests, you can call in live, 844-769-2944. We get emails, you know, why didn't you allow us to call in? Do not wait for an invitation, ladies and gentlemen. Call in anytime. We'll work in as long as we can. I know the last time I did that, then we had problems with the reception. We had a storm here. I thought I was going to get pulled away to the land of Oz any second. But anyway, then
the windows were rattled.
We couldn't. Yeah, anytime you start hearing munchkins on the air, ladies and gentlemen, you know that we probably are not here anymore.
Mm-hmm. We're in Kansas.
Anyway, so there's a number. So call in. You're more than welcome. This is your show. You support us. You keep us here. So anything you want to say or ask questions, feel free. Great guest. Wayne Blakely hasn't been on in a while. Love to have him on. He's funny. It's hard to interview because he'll talk and then he'll pause. And then so I'm ready to talk. Yeah. And then they'll
jump in.
They'll jump right in.
And you got to back off.
So pay attention to that audience. I know you're going to blame me, but he's hard to interview.
And he's got a particular cadence.
Yeah, cadence. Yeah, he's got a what's that called when a road is a turn is off camber.
Off camber.
He's got an off camber cadence.
Yeah, I agree. That's very, very good the way you put that.
Yeah, and then we have Atlanta George, who's just fantastic.
She's
one of my
amazing
favorites. Love Atlanta George. So we'll have both of them, and obviously some questions, healthcare questions for Elena on the other side. Until then, we got news. Well, Uncle Kevin, glad to have you.
I didn't think I was going to make it here today.
I know. You've had a rough couple days.
I did.
Well, we're glad
you're here. I'm back in the saddle.
We're glad you're here. Lead story, the big one. We mentioned this yesterday about Oklahoma. Oklahoma mm-hmm. and I think it was...
Earthquakes?
Earthquakes. I think it was... Was it Glaxo? No, Johnson & Johnson. The big opioid settlement, $500 million.
All right.
The court ordered Johnson & Johnson to pay Oklahoma. Well, another story, OxyContin maker negotiating settlement worth a reported $12 billion, with a B. Purdue Pharma and the thousands of state and local governments suing the maker of OxyContin over the nation's deadly opioid crisis are negotiating a $10 to $12 billion settlement. Okay, and you read that and you think, well, that's good, right?
Right.
You think that's good. Let me tell you a little more about these details and why I'm concerned. Under the proposal now on the table... The Sacklers, that's the family that owns this farm. Basically,
they're the purveyors.
The pushers. They are the worldwide pushers of opioids.
Okay.
Would contribute $3 billion of their own money. So they'd pull $3 billion out of their own bank accounts. Just listen.
Okay.
And tell me if this bothers you at all. Of their own money towards the total, and the company would file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and transform itself into a public beneficiary trust, with all profits from drug sales going to the plaintiffs, the New York Times reported.
Okay.
Yes.
So far, so good.
This morning. It said a document outlining the tentative agreement was described to a newspaper. Okay. Does that not bother you that basically the state and local governments are going to get in the drug business? Because that's basically what this is saying.
Absolutely.
That doesn't bother you. That does bother
you. No, it does bother me.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what bothered me about this.
Right after he paid the fine, he should go to jail.
Well,
that's my thought.
Well, corporations are people too. You know, Mitt Romney.
Yeah. You know, and his alleged wife who traffics in children. Alleged.
What are you saying?
I just said it.
What? He has an alleged wife? Oh, you mean his wife who allegedly traffics in children?
Exactly.
Allegedly. You've heard rumors.
Heard. I'm caveating that with a big alleged.
I can't stand Mitt Romney.
No, I can't stand
him. I can't stand
either
Mitt
one
Romney.
Of them. Either one of them.
Everything is alleged
with him.
Bore Mitt Romney.
Yep, that's alleged.
He said the most evil thing I've ever heard a politician say in public.
Yeah.
Corporations are people, too.
No, they ain't.
No. People are people.
Yeah.
People are children of God.
Exactly.
Illegally trying to basically lower us and control us. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's another story. But anyway, this is a big story. OxyContin, you know, Monsanto's in trouble. Roundup is in trouble because of lawyers. And you know, the commercials are on late night game shows. Okay. With the lawyers asking, have you been hurt from Roundup? Have you used Roundup and got cancer?
Yep. Okay. Call us.
Call us. You know, Roundup is in trouble. You also starting to hear the OxyContin commercials. If your family had a problem, okay, they're in trouble. When the lawyers are on the Family Feud at 11 o'clock at night talking about call us, you know they're in trouble.
You know they're in trouble.
But what I don't like is that the government's now going to be basically the drug...
partnering up with them. That's terrible.
Right. So now they have a financial interest in drugs being sold?
Yeah, it's fascism.
Right. Bingo. See, that's my huge concern here.
I'm right with you. Okay. 100%.
Now the next story. China's potential new trade weapon, corporate social credits. Not only individuals, but now
trade weapon?
Yeah, a trade weapon using corporate social credit scores.
Okay.
So now these corporations in China, if they don't like, you know, what if Facebook allows, like Facebook cut Epic Times ads, where Epic Times, the news organization, who has been very critical of China, Facebook will not let Epic Times run ads on Facebook. What if they did allow? Then China would say, Facebook, your social credit score is not very good. You can't operate. See how they're controlling and manipulating. This is government control. Basically, government control. These two stories, put them together, and you're seeing...
Equals trouble.
Bingo.
Bingo.
There you go. Government control corporations.
And to the point.
Very good. Video from camera outside Epstein jail cell unusable. We mentioned that yesterday. I missed the story.
That's baloney. Somebody has it somewhere in some computer. That is baloney. That's
the only camera. The only camera in the whole place that is on his opening of his jail cell. That's the one where the footage doesn't work.
From what I heard, you can't turn it on and turn it off. They're all synced together. If you turn one on, if you turn one off, the whole place goes off. So somebody's got it somewhere on some computer.
Attorney General William Barr said he was appalled and angry over the circumstances surrounding Epstein's death. Then why in the world didn't you pull him out of that jail and put him under real protection?
Exactly.
Well, the first times he's supposed, I'm having a good day.
Yeah.
My fantasy football draft is tonight.
All right.
And I love fantasy football.
You do.
I don't even watch the NFL.
You're pretty good at it.
I don't even watch the NFL, but I have.
Well, we have to keep your blood pressure under, right. Or you'll make a mistake tonight.
Yeah, 8 hours from now. This makes me so angry that he supposedly attempted suicide, but yet they don't protect him. It's all
baloney.
Activist post. Epstein's own lawyers tell the court he likely died by an assault as federal cases dropped. Mm-hmm. Even his own lawyers went to court and said, well, what happened here? Well, somebody killed him. They didn't say suicide.
No, they didn't. And if his lawyers are saying that somebody killed him, he's off on some island somewhere. That's just my opinion.
And we've had people say, Tracy Beans said, mm-hmm. all evidence is pointing him dying. I don't care what the evidence says. I'm still in my heart.
Right.
I'm anywhere from 30 to 70%. It depends on the day that he's alive somewhere.
Yeah.
I really am.
Same here.
I don't know that.
Some pretty high up.
I could be completely wrong.
Yep. Some pretty high up guy said they took him out the night before, allegedly.
Well, there's a lot of, you don't know what,
they, you don't know. We don't
bingo.
Know.
That's the whole thing about this. It's 50-50 that any of it's true.
All of it's
true. So basically you got a 50-50 chance if that story's even true.
Mm-hmm.
Any of it.
Whatever it is, it's monked up.
A dollar rising into a possible U.S. recession could be a bad omen from Bloomberg. You are seeing major stories. There's like 5-6 of them in a row. I'm just going to read through them quickly. And any comments, maybe we'll go back. Okay, a dollar.
Interbank lending had froze up yesterday.
Well, tell what that means.
That is, instead of buying, you know, you need $100 million.
Who does? A bank?
Well, a bank.
Right, Interbank.
To keep their
bank
liquidity.
Bank ABC.
Okay, the interest on the $100 million is, say, 10%.
Or whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
It's not, but 1%.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever, 1%. Well, when yours sees up like that, they gouge you. So instead of paying your 1%, 3%, 5%, whatever it is, it's 100% to get that money over there. It's like those loans that
What unfreeze? Like payday loans.
It's like a payday loan.
What unfreezes it?
Liquidity that they put into it.
And who would they pay that to? The other bank? You're talking about
the other bank. Yeah.
So when the liquidity freezes, the other banks gouge each other.
Right.
Ones that have money
gouge the ones that don't. Yes, exactly.
If you start, listen to this quote. This is by a Bank of America senior foreign exchange strategist. Do you think gold and silver is not, if you're listening to this and you think gold and silver value is not going up, I want you to listen to this statement. If you start to see the U.S. economy really begin to decelerate and the dollar continue to strengthen, that would suggest a dislocation with fundamentals that is unsustainable and will get the attention of policy makers. He continues. This is Ben Randall from Bank of America. If the U.S. can make its concerns heard with its international counterparts, now, just so you're clear, this may be confusing. It's kind of a little bank speak, lawyer speak almost. The concern is that the dollar's too strong to compete on the global market. I'm translating this for you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The dollar is too strong.
If it can make its concerns heard with international counterparts, it can potentially get some support for a coordinated intervention that suppresses the strength of the dollar. Okay, that's not me. That's not Joseph Meyer. That's not all the guests that we found. That is one of the senior analysts, senior foreign exchange strategists from Bank of America.
Yeah.
Who said that? Do you think the dollar is not going down in value? I think you should think again. That's all.
Yeah.
We got a caller. Chuck in Florida. Let's go ahead and get you on. Chuck, great to have you on. What's on your mind this morning, Chuck?
I was just wondering if you ever felt shameful or just foolish about being on the same network.
Hello? I can barely hear you, Chuck. Is Chuck there, Don?
Yeah, okay.
All right, I don't know what he's saying. Call back, Chuck. I don't know, call back.
Yeah, we'd like to hear from you.
Yeah, we'll continue with news. Call, get him on, Todd, get him on, let him say whatever he wants. You know, if you can get him, get him. And then I'll address this question. New recession warning, the rich aren't spending. U.S. 30-year bond yield falls to record low under 2% as global recession fears grow. Warren Buffett hasn't stockpiled this much cash just right before the financial crisis.
Oh, the elites are selling stocks like crazy. Insiders.
I don't like that word, elite. I hate that word. Insiders. That's a better
insiders.
Word. Mortgage defaults
morons.
Rise. Mortgage defaults rise first time since financial crisis.
Who didn't know that?
Japan surpasses China as top foreign holder of U.S. debt from CNS News. Mm-hmm. Entities in Japan have surpassed entities in mainland China as the top foreign holders of U.S. Treasury securities, according to latest estimate published this month by the Treasury. Americans are Googling the Dow. Here's why that could spell trouble. All these stories, boom, 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 boom,
boom,
boom,
one
boom.
After the other.
These were
the
top stories on Drudge, mm-hmm. Top stories about the economy. Now, is this just corporate media just pumping this recession talk, or is there something real here, or is this, what's your thoughts?
I think it's finally coming out. That's what I think. And people are waking up, and they want to see these stories.
To me, you know, because there is something to corporate media just trying to make Trump look bad.
Yeah, of course.
There is something to that, anything they can grab onto. They mm-hmm. wanted to embarrass him with
that. Yeah, with the interest rates on the Fed and not lowering them. When he first came on, they raised them, you know, to stop his recovery and stuff like that.
This is similar, to answer this question, to what's going on in Hong Kong. Is it an organic protest? Is it fomented by intelligence communities? Probably both.
All of the above.
All of the above.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
on
some
level,
not as simple
certainly.
As it used to be. Everything is so complicated. Got so many people interested in
all these events.
Doing
global.
Well or doing bad, you know?
Now, you were telling me something before the broadcast about the interest rates, about Fed, and about Trump, that there's rumors.
Yeah, there's rumors. It's just rumors that Trump is trying to take over the Fed and declare that that debt is not ours.
You obviously believe that there's some validity to the rumor, or you wouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So this is going to be...
Well, he got rid of the top three of the 12 heads of Feds. He got rid of them already. What did he get rid of them for? Because they're not lining up and doing what he said.
Well, where was I going to? I had a question there. Follow. What do you think is going to happen from this?
I think there's a very good chance that he nationalizes the Fed and just says, okay.
Do you know how ridiculous that? Think about what you just said. I mean, I'm not bad-mouthing what you said, that you have to nationalize the Fed. The Fed's, that it's not already nationalized. You know, that the Fed is not nationalized.
It's not nationalized. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Is this like Iceland?
Yes.
Is that, you know, because Iceland, they told their bankers, they went through this forensic analysis.
And they said, we only owe 3%. You guys owe the rest of the percent.
You guys owe the 97%.
And you're going to arrest you.
And you're going to jail.
You're going to jail.
That would be fantastic.
It would.
That'd be better than arresting Hillary Clinton to me.
Yeah.
That'd be better. That'd be fan-freaking-tastic.
And then nobody owes nothing. Student loans are gone. Mortgages are gone. Everything is
But that
gone.
Still would implode the banking industry.
Screw them.
Well, I know, but you got to have. I hear what you're saying, but there has to be an alternative. What's the alternative?
I ain't that smart to make the whip up there. Trump is, though.
Right, but what is the alternative? Some cashless Fed coin, like a Bitcoin alternative, where they got total control over money.
Probably.
I'd rather have this system than that.
Probably a gold-backed dollar. We'd have to trade in two or three, and we'd get one back. Because there's so many dollars out in circulation. That's not counting all the electronic dollars out there.
That's not counting all the counterfeits that Saudi Arabia's printing.
Yeah, they look just...
Who is it? I'm sorry, Todd. Dave in New York, you're live on the air. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good.
Great. I have something I think it's kind of important, and I just want to get this out, and we can get into it more in a higher, you know, more deeper level later, but... you know, Trump, I don't believe, no matter what I hear, I haven't sensed it, and, you know, the seventh sense, whatever, I don't think he's going to be reelected. And before we get into all that, let me just say something that, Joe Biden, I don't think it was a Freudian slip, because I think he's too stupid, but he said the soul of America is at stake, and that is exactly the truth. Your soul, my soul, you know, they can gain all these little knickknacks and everything they want, but the price, you know, that they have to pay is our souls. You know, they have to trick us into giving everything up or just, you know, go along with their rules and go ahead and take the shots and all these other things. You know what I mean? But it's not, that's the payment is our souls. And Trump, I believe, you know, he's a speed bump for them. And he will not be reelected. He will be driven out of office here, and it may save his life. And I'd rather see him get out early because they don't want him in there next time. And I'd rather see him survive and whatever they do, you know, make a fool out of him if they can. You know, they control the media. But I'd rather see him get out of office.
All right, let me ask you. We're a little short on time. Let me ask you a couple pointed things. What makes you think he's not going to? You just a feeling, just your sense, or what? Do you have a different reason?
Well, part of that, and AIOC, or artificial intelligence, OC, said something about, you know, we have 11 years or whatever. Well, you get to the countdown, and that's, you know, the year 2030. And if you think about it, you get Hillary in now for, since she runs, you know, a couple of years, and then basically, you know, you're going to get, when she first said, when they first said that, Michelle Obama was the most, according to a poll, the most popular woman in the United States, and Oprah Winfrey was second. Somehow Hillary got knocked down to second or third or fourth or something like that. I knew right then and there that they had never left Washington, D.C. They burrowed in, they built their spy equipment and all this other stuff, you know what I mean, so they could be in place. And they're there, and so they're going to come out with... get three presidents for the price of one. So you got the two old critters there, you know, Slinky and the Pink Panther or whatever he is.
Well, see, let me cut you off on that. This is another subject that we certainly should bring up about Trump, certainly as it gets closer. Let's talk about it a little more. Yeah, I think we are in a battle for our soul. No question. Dave, I appreciate your comment and call again. Just got a couple minutes before the news is over. So thank you so much, Dave. Dave in New York. Thank you. Queen approves Prime Minister Johnson's request to prorogue these news titles. I even read this before the show. Queen Elizabeth has approved British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's request to suspend Parliament, according to a statement for the Queen's advisory, suspend to supposedly institute a Brexit.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we'll see.
We'll see.
American Airlines launched facial recognition, talking about Chinese social credit score. Now we're talking about the airlines here. This is corporations. This isn't government. Well, as you see these stories, that's why the first two stories concern me so much, because government and corporations are merging more and more. And if American Airlines is doing this, you know, for you to get on the plane, you got to go through facial recognition now to board at DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth. That concerns me. This is terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah, I agree.
VA lifts ban on Bibles and move to support religious freedom. Fantastic.
Can you believe you're going to a VA and you can't even, there's no,
and no Bibles.
No Gideon Bible.
They used to have, as a child, Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie says he visited VA hospitals at Christmas time and sang Christmas carols. Is one of his fondest memories. And then they quit doing it.
You got half your body blown off, and you can't reach over to your desk and pull out the Holy Bible and read some good scriptures that make you feel well?
John McAfee forced to move hideout after A-hole, it says in the article, publicly outed his location on Twitter. Who was trying to out John McAfee?
He's some CIA agent? Yeah, he's a hero. I love him.
Well, I love what he's doing.
Yes.
Dorian, you know, the tropical storm or depression or yeah, I don't know what it was called.
That we could turn any which way we want, or stop it, or increase it.
We meaning who?
The government.
That's such a broad term. Who? Specifically, the Corps of Army Engineers?
Corps of Engineers, whatever.
All right. Well, anyway.
All of the above.
Anyway, it's a hurricane threat grows for southeast United States, including Florida. So models are saying it's going to hit in Florida. A diagnostic test for pre-diabetic condition is now feasible. This story out of CNN, days after Christmas, Leon Hofton, he flew back from his birthplace in Jamaica with three jars of honey. He was arrested. They said it was, the dog sniffed it and said it was drugs. They tested it, said it was methamphetamines. He spent almost 3 months in jail, then they tested it again, said, oh, just kidding, it's honey. And then the prosecutor said, well, no mistake was made. Are you kidding me? It took them 3 months to do a corroborating test? This is why the system's done, this legal system.
Yeah, it's broken. Nothing but criminals in charge.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com. Wayne Blakely on the other side.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour. So good that you have joined us. If you're just now joining us, you missed a little bit of news. A couple stories we didn't get to cover. Check those out at thepowerhour.com. Thepowerhour.com. Click on news. Important story from YouTube and also about 5G in Sacramento you may want to check out. Our next guest, it's been a little while. I always learn something when he's on and always love to have him on. He's the creator of the best probiotics that I know of. Really, most scientists and most people think that it shouldn't even be possible. Living Streams probiotics we sell at the Power Mall, and we're going to talk about that and what you need to know about your gut. Health starts in your gut. Your health is one of the most important things we want you. Remember, the Power Hour wants you happy, healthy, successful, and free. And if you're talking about health, then you need to consider your gut and probiotics. Wayne Blakely, a pleasure to have you on back here where you belong on the Power Hour.
Thank you very much.
So, well,
I'm back now from my project, so I'm all free for the rest of the year.
What was your project? Did you go to the space station and give probiotics to people?
No, we had a project, a pig operation back, and we talked to people. They're considering using our product in their pig operation. We have an agricultural division called A Better Way for Animals, and I had to go back to talk to a few people back there. And while I was back there, I got sick because in that country, it was Maryville, Missouri, they spray chemicals in the air everywhere, and I got a little sick, and now I'm recovering from that.
Mm.
So,
wow, well,
I was very sensitive. My body's always insensitive to those types of chemicals that they spray, herbicides, pesticides, and fertilizer. And 2 years ago, they started spraying with airplanes up there, and you can my son-in-law. He's the one who invited me up there to come and do this project. And his fruit trees are dying in his backyard. And on his farm, all the trees are dying because they're spraying it. Neighbors, he's an organic farm. He's a rancher. And he raises cattle. And he does raise the best cattle in Missouri. I mean, he's the best. They come from Montana to buy his cattle.
Mm.
How good they are. So anyway, but they're all being poisoned up there, and he's very upset about it.
Well, what can be done in those type of situations? I mean, are the courts just very reluctant to even get involved?
Well, they classified these chemicals as totally safe, and they're not. No.
Well, we're seeing that with Roundup. We're seeing that that's maybe not true. Maybe the tide is turning on these things. So maybe
well,
that's
Roundup,
a good thing.
Roundup is not a poison. It's not considered a poison. It's glyphosate. It's a mixture of two to three minerals together that what it does is, and it's got detergent in it. So when you, what it does is stops the uptake of minerals from the soil to the plant. That's what the plant starves to death. And so for instance, wheat is considered, you know, a gluten intolerance, they call it. But no, it's a Roundup intolerant because they spray the wheat to kill the wheat so the seed pot hole open up so they can get a bigger crop. That's the reason they do it in the, when they want to kill it. And then they kill it and they harvest a bigger crop, but yet the glyphosate's in the wheat. So that's why when you eat wheat, the glyphosate go into your digestive tract, and it's, but the glyphosate stops the uptake of minerals from your digestive tract to your body. Glyphosate's what causes people to go manic, and that's the reason people are on all psychotropic drugs, because they can't get the sulfur from their digestive tract to their brain. Mm. That's what causes it. I mean, they've been doing it since 1955. So that's when people are all insane. Half the people in this country are insane. Some people can handle it, other people can't.
Wow. Well, let's talk about the gut. That's, you know, we've heard, I've said it, many of our guests have said it, you said it. Health begins in your gut. Why is that true?
Because 70% of your immune system is in your digestive tract. The acid production in your stomach is what's supposed to kill the bacteria that come in through your food. And people's with glyphosate and all the other chemicals you got like fluoride, it stops that functioning. People have problems with acid production in their stomach, and it causes acid reflux and things like that. There's a reason for all that. I'll explain that another time. But the stomach, it starts in the stomach, okay? The acid goes low enough to 1.5 to 1.8 in that area. It's supposed to kill all the pathogenic bacteria in your gut. Okay, so you're not producing enough acid. So then the bacteria are allowed to live in your gut, which is, causes bloating. It causes all kinds of problems in that area. It causes problems with bloating, and you get pathogenic bacteria passing through that area because the acid is not low enough. That's the beginning of it. And then the antibiotics kill out the good bacteria in your lower gut, a lot of them good. It doesn't kill just pathogenic bacteria. It kills overall everything. And it depends on the antibiotic. You know.
Well, let's talk about you got me on two questions. I'm going two different directions. The glyphosate's in your gut, detoxing that, and then helping all protect.
How they protect it is the pathogens produce poison. They produce food. They break down food, okay, their food. And that food is unabsorbable by our body, okay? So the probiotics produce, because they're symbiotic to the body, they're supposed to live there. They produce good food, but they also produce bacteriocins. Bacteriocins are a molecule. When it comes in contact with a pathogen, it literally will, it's an amino acid is what it is, amino acid. And it's an acid molecule. When it comes in contact with a pathogen cannot absorb that nutrient, so it destroys the pathogen. The same way with the food that the pathogen makes, it will destroy not only cells in your body, but it also dissolves your good probiotics. So there's a battle going on all the time in your gut. And that's what keeps you alive. So when you destroy the good bacteria in your gut, it makes you defenseless towards the pathogens that they're doing. They can handle this kind of stuff. They like to live in a putrid environment. So they're just, you see. So probiotics, see, our probiotics work like probiotics are supposed to work. That's our new logo.
Pause right there for a second. I think people, there's tons of probiotics, whatever, even on TV, Acidophil, whatever.
Right,
on TV, they're advertising. Why is yours different? And most people think that it's impossible what you've accomplished here. Explain that, please.
Because they're alive and they're not dead. It's a liquid form, okay? They're not dead. Now, when they process powder probiotics, they make the same way I do, except they centrifuge the bacteria out of it. All the good stuff, the nutrient that's in the solution, goes out down the drain. Then they filter out with a 0.4 micron filter to filter out the bacteria. And then they run it through a drying system, which is through a, they centrifuge it first. And that strips off it kills a lot of the probiotics doing that. Then they run through a plumbing system and they run it into a tank that has 50 pounds of vacuum to it. And it's 120 below zero. And they inject it in there. And then inside this tank, they have a scraper that goes around that scrapes it off the walls because it instantly dries it. Because you got to remember, it's like a sludge, okay? It's like a sludge.
Yeah.
And then it goes down to the bottom to a grinder, grinds it all into a powder. Then it goes down on a belt where it runs across where they add the fillers. They have fillers they put in to get the count right. They want to count. Count doesn't mean anything. Okay, it's just a marketing ploy. How many bacteria you have in it? But they're all dead. Most of them are dead. 80% of them are dead. That's been proven. And the ones that are left have been damaged. They're the ones alive. The best way to take a probiotic like that is to take some milk, whole milk, simmer it. You know, kill off the bacteria the best you can, about 170, 180 degrees for like 5 or 6 minutes. And then you let it cool, and you put those probiotics, break the capsule, put it in there, and stir it around, and let it sit on your countertop covered for 48 hours, and it's like a yogurt. That's the best because it's starting to replicate, and those are healthy bacteria. Anybody can do that. And it improves the value of that probiotic tremendously.
Well, tell me about yours. Why don't people do it like you did it? What did you figure out that nobody else could?
Well, I process my bacteria. For one thing, I pick out the very best bacteria in the country that I could find. And
What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, where do you even look for that kind of stuff?
Well, that's the problem. Now I have a Bifido product that has 6 bacterium. I can't, you know, there's 12 available, but I can't find them. I can't find them anywhere. I've got 6 that I knew that came from Japan. I purchased those. I have 6. I'm able to keep those alive forever because I learned how to do that years and years ago. How to keep them alive, feed them the best quality food, replicate them. They get better and better every time I replicate. So it's hard to find them. I mean,
why is it?
Because I've talked to dozens of microbiologists across the country. Okay, they all think I'm crazy. They think I'm nuts. They call me a con artist. Okay, because all they study is pathogens when they come out of school. It's all they study.
Right.
They don't study nobody studies probiotics.
Right.
My research goes back to 1973 with a guy named Hamden, and I first read that paper. And he studied this, probiotics, and he was able to, this is fact, he was able to take Acidophilus, which is one of the weakest probiotics on the market. I mean, it's absolutely weak. It makes great yogurt, and they use it for other things, but I mean, for making good bread, sourdough bread. But it's not a good probiotic to help heal your body with, okay, just not. And he took that, and he developed he grew it in a solution of nutrients. His specific recipe. It's in his paper. And what he did, and he concentrated it to a form where he took those bacteriocins. That was the first time I read about bacteriocins. 1974, he wrote the paper. And what he was able to do is he was able to kill. This is what it says in the paper. Now, I don't claim that at all because I haven't seen that, okay? He claimed that he could take his product, which he did. He proved it. And he was able to destroy the cowpox virus and the polio virus in his lab.
Mm.
With that liquid, yellowish liquid substance but he had to concentrate it dramatically to get it to do that. So these things help to kill off pathogens in your gut. That's what they do if you've got a lot of them. But he was able to concentrate it. Now, I don't know what exactly the process he did because I'm not a lab tech or, you know,
Well, is this why microbiologists, they discount what you did, probably what he did also, because they're looking for a vaccine or a pill looking for an antibiotic to deal with pathogens.
These new things that are developed, there's only one other guy who wrote about it, and he was in the Netherlands, and he still promoted antibiotics, you know, but he talked about bacteriocins. You can go out and search it. It's called bacteriocins, and there's all different bacteria produce different kinds of probiotics. They develop different types of bacteriocins that destroy certain kinds of things they go after. But you have to, and that's what the one paper I read from the Netherlands. That was back in, I think, 2009 he wrote that paper. And that's the only papers I've ever been able to find about bacteriocins. But it's on the Internet. They explain what it is. You can find it on the Internet. It's called bacteriocins. Do a search on it. And you can find a paper from Hamden, you know, Hamden. He was another guy that worked with him. Was Russian. I can't pronounce his name.
Let me pause right there. I'm really fascinated by something you said earlier. This idea that it's hard to find these strains of why is it so hard? I still can't get. Why is it hard to find?
Because
can't you
most of them are
cross
contaminated, and they have different species. Like I have in my Living Streams multi blend, I have Paracaceae, And I have a subspecies Capericase that is like a cousin. Like for instance, these bacilluses I use in the Living Streams Multiblend and also in some of the other products I have, they're all cousins. Now, for instance, like I talked about Acidophilus, okay? Acidophilus is a cousin to Paracasey. They're all the same species, but they're different. They have different DNA structures. Okay, they're different. They call them different things because they do different things. Some are stronger than others. Okay, Curvatus is another bacillus. All these bacilluses that are supposed to be in our digestive tract—that's the ones I picked out. There's 26 bacteria you're supposed to have in your bacteria center. The only way I buy a probiotic if it's certified DNA sequence to be exactly what it's supposed to be, and that's very difficult to find.
And so then once you get it, you kind of harvest it and keep
and
it and grow it.
And I grow it and I keep it in a seed form where I use it and I replicate it, continually replicate it, keep that seed form pure.
This is almost like, to make an analogy, so maybe so I can understand, the listeners probably get this already, but so there's a million different types of sharks. And just because you have a tiger shark doesn't mean you have a hammerhead shark, and you need
a
hammerhead shark.
Right, exactly.
And you can't
exactly
find the hammerhead.
You got it. Just, there's all kinds of sharks, but only a few of them attack people, for instance. You know? See, and so, you know, like some of them are algae eaters. Some are algae eaters, considered sharks, you know.
So what, so you take this, explain everybody, so we sell this at the Power Mall.
Yeah.
How do you take it? What do you do? What can people expect as they start to take this stuff?
Well, one thing, it works like a probiotic. All the research on probiotics out there, you do a research study, and it works like a charm. And then the next guy comes along and does another study doing exactly the same thing and disproves what the first guy did because he's using the wrong probiotic. He's not using exactly the same one. He's not following something that's going on. This is why people say, well, probiotics don't work, but my probiotics work like it's supposed to work. It helps the digestive tract get you healthier. And these are part of, if you didn't have probiotics in your gut, Daniel, you would be dead in about 3 weeks. You would starve to death because probiotics actually produce enzymes that break down the solid foods in your body that you consume. They're engines. When they come in contact with a solid food particle, these enzymes, they turn it into a liquid. It's a chemical reaction. And then when it hits that's the food molecule, I call it, in the upper tract. And when it hits the lower tract, the bifidos consume that transmute that into an amino acid. And that's where it's absorbed into the body. And if that's not working right, you get digestive tract issues. You get bloating. You got pathogens floating around down there. You know what I mean?
What about leaky gut, those type of things?
Leaky gut eats away. Two things cause leaky gut. Pathogenic bacteria eating through the intestinal walls. And candida. Candida will punch holes because it's a plant. It'll punch holes in the intestinal walls, and it leaks from your digestive tract into the open areas. That's what causes it.
Well, tell us about, does your probiotics help with candida also?
Yes, it helps.
How? What does it do? Does it destroy it? What does it do?
Well, the same problem. It inhibits it from growing, for one thing. You got to remember, these guys have... they communicate to each other through cell-to-cell communications, and I studied that for 2 years, how they communicate with each other. When you have high amounts of probiotic in your gut, naturally your candida can't grow in there. It's just inhibited.
Is this like somebody's lawn? You know, you go to somebody's house and their lawn is immaculate and it's full and it's thick.
There's no weeds in there naturally.
There's no weeds in there because there's nothing but grass. So it's kind of like that.
It can't grow. There's no space for it to grow in there.
Right.
It has to attach itself to the intestinal walls. Even pathogens have to do that. They live in the intestinal walls. If there's no space for it, they can't do it.
What about GMOs, and you mentioned glyphosate? Does these probiotics that you offer, that we're offering here, does it help mitigate those or help you get rid of that?
I can't really talk about that.
You can't talk about that? Whoa,
no.
That's intriguing. That's provocative.
Because the pharmaceutical companies, that's their bread and butter. They like to build. Glyphosate stops the sulfur uptake from the... The lymph system runs from the small intestinal tract straight to the brain. It feeds the brain with sulfur. When you take a glyphosate, it stops that absorption up through there like it does a plant. It fires the plant to death. And so glyphosate causes celiac disease, which is the dying of your organs. That's what happens because it can't get nutrients from the digestive tract to feed the organs.
How long would it take if you stopped eating glyphosate? Would your body kind of cleanse itself of it and after a while?
Yeah, bacteria break it down. Bacteria will break it. Glyphosate's made from two minerals. And it's detergent, and they're natural. They just mix those two chemicals together. They spray it on a field, and it stops the uptake of nutrient from the soil to the plant, and the plant starves to death. Well, why do you think people are overweight? Because they're starving for nutrient. They can't get it. You see what I mean? And they get celiac disease and get digestive tract issues because the nutrient from your digestive tract can't reach the body.
It makes sense. I mean, it makes sense.
You can go to YouTube and look up Stephanie Seneff. She talks all about it. She's right there. All over. I've talked to Stephanie.
Are you talking about the one from MIT?
Yeah.
They wanted to say she's a quack.
She talks
because
about it.
She's,
she knows how it reacts. And they've been doing this since 1955. Okay. In 2015, Monsanto put 700,000 tons of glyphosate on our soil in this country. It's in our groundwater.
Wow.
Now, it is safe to use if you use it right because the bacteria in the soil will eat it up because it's a natural, it's not a man-made product. They eat it up. That's why they say put it on 1 year, kill your weeds, and next year the glyphosate's gone because over the wintertime the glyphosate will be eaten by the bacteria in the soil. But if you have no bacteria in your soil, they stay there.
Ooh.
And that's what ruins farms because they use... They use herbicides, pesticides, artificial fertilizer.
How do you get bacteria in the soil? How would you replace
them? Naturally.
Well, it seems like we're depleted in the soil. How would you?
Well, I have products that I have agriculture department that covers all that whole area.
That's fascinating. All right, for somebody who's listening, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most important, how important is it to address this probiotic situation in your gut?
Well, it's very important. I learned this back in the 90s. You know, before, you know, thank God for Dan and yogurt, because when I started doing this business back in the 90s in the early 2000s, people would call me, "What did your product do?" And I said, "Well, it's a probiotic." "What's a probiotic?" Nobody knew about probiotics back in the early 2000s. And so Dan and yogurt started coming out about probiotics, started advertising. That helped me a lot.
To explain it,
it's simple. Now everybody knows. You know, it's been what, 18 years? You know, 19 years since they actually started talking about it, and now it's a lot easier to talk about probiotics because these are bacteria that support us. I mean, we have to live with bacteria. You know, you can't be, if your digestive tract was completely clean, like I told you, if it was clean of everything, it didn't matter if you had pathogens in there or not, you would still die because you wouldn't be able to absorb all your food. Your food would just sit in there, and nothing would work.
So somebody's listening to this, and they're thinking, I'm not sure if I need this or not. I mean, I get the impression almost everybody needs this product.
Well, most people. I mean, there are some healthy people out there that haven't been to a doctor and haven't taken antibiotics, because antibiotics start the whole cycle. And also, if you're breastfed from your mother, because there's bacteria in the breast milk, if she's healthy, you're going to be healthy. If she's sick and she has a baby, guess what? The baby's going to be sick the rest of his life. That's the number one thing. And I've worked with pregnant women, helping them and produce perfect babies because they've given it to the mother, it comes through the milk, blah, 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 and it heals the baby. It keeps the baby perfectly healthy. And that Bifido2 product is the best thing you can do to give a baby when it's born. Start giving that product orally, right in the mouth, because it has all the bifidos in it. Because when that baby turns a year old, it starts producing acid. And there's no way that product's going to make it through. All those bacteria are going to make it through into the gut because it starts producing acid. They're very sensitive to acid. So that's the reason we've developed the Bifido2, to put it in your ears, because if you put it in your ears, it bypasses the gastrointestinal tract through the lymph system right into the lower part of the small intestinal tract.
That's so it absorbs right through the skin?
Right. You also put it in your belly button, too.
Whoa.
And it'll go right into your small intestine, right through there. Isn't that amazing?
I just found that out recently. We only got a couple minutes. So people, they put this under their tongue. There's a couple products we have at the Power Mall. How should they take it? How often?
Well,
what should they expect to see?
We have instruction sheets to come with it, tell them how to start it, how to go through it. It's a very powerful product, extremely powerful. You got to go real slow with it at first.
But well, when I first started taking this, I want you to know that I don't want to get gross here, but I spend a lot of time in the bathroom for a while.
I know. It does that to people that are not toxic poison. Now, I want to talk to you after the show. I want you to call me. I've got a new program for you. Okay, I'll give you an opportunity for this new program. Okay.
All right.
It'll do a lot of good, but I want to talk to you after the show. Definitely call me back. You need to do this, okay?
All right. It's going to be a couple hours. We got a couple people.
That's all right. I'll be around here at this number, but you can call me. But
awesome.
Yeah, we need to get an hour next time. I can explain a little bit in more clarity each subject.
We'd love to have you on for an hour. We're just happy to have you. It's been a while since we've had you on.
Well, yeah, it's been two and a half months since I got back.
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know. Well, we should be on top of it.
I just got back a week ago, this last Monday. I just got back, so I'm recovering from this poison. And last week was the first day I was even able to talk on the phone. I was so sick from poison.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, it was bad. I'm real sensitive to that kind of stuff. That's the reason I moved out of Missouri to begin with.
Well, we're ecstatic that you're doing good.
I'm back, and I'm getting healthy right away. I'm getting recovering from this poison and everything. And anyway, we can talk about more subjects. I got all kinds of subjects to talk about.
Well, awesome. Well, God bless you.
Living
Streams Probiotic at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. If you want to really reform your health, really do something, I think you need to start with your gut. Start there and then work outwards. So, God bless you, Wayne. We'll talk soon.
God bless you, too, bud. Thank you. Bye-bye. Don't forget to call me.
I will. It's going to be this afternoon, but I will call you. Elena George on the other side. Stay tuned to PowerHour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us.